Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I am here with Joel Evan. He is a holistic health coach and he was a first responder for almost 15 years. He has an amazing podcast called The Path to Life, and he interviews the leading experts in healthcare. So welcome, Joel. How are you today?
Courtney, what's happening? Great to be on the show.
Not much. I am so excited to chat with you about any and all topics. And my first question for you is, how did you go from being a first responder for 15 years to a holistic health coach?
I get asked that all the time, especially right now. It's a hot topic. Well, here's the thing. You know, what I found, I just turned 40 years old. And what I found is I think we all go through certain evolutions in our life and we just change. And we have been brought up in society like you need to go to work and get a 9-to-5 job and then work there for 30 years and have a great life and retire. Well, times are changing. And I mean, I think just that idea, that belief that you have to be stuck into something or you have to be something, it's just an idea. It's a belief. It's like, who said that? Why do I have to be a first responder for the rest of my life? I mean, maybe that's a good life. Maybe it's not. So, you know, at 25 years old, when I first started, I was third generation police officer. My grandfather was a San Francisco police officer. My father was a police officer. I did not want to be anything like my dad. And what happened? I end up getting a job as a police officer. Pretty crazy. And I loved it because to me, being a police officer really encompassed mind, body, soul. And what I mean, and some people may not think that, but what for me was you had to be a mental tactician. You can't just be all brute, all force. You have to be you have to have that decisiveness. You have to be a tactician. And I really like that. You have to be a thinker. You can't just be some brute person who uses force. But if you need to, you do need to use your hands, right? And so I like that physicality of the job, but also the mental side. So it really worked out well for me in my early years. And I think it was the birth of my child when I turned 31 and had like 6 years or something, 7 years in the business. And the birth of my kid, coupled with my mom getting breast cancer, those two things kind of rocked me and made me really reevaluate my life. I stopped caring all about Joel and Joel and his life and what he's going to do and how he's going to move up the ladder. And I really wanted to help and serve in a different way. And I felt that police work was great, but I was also feeling like I'm a pawn for whatever is happening politically. And it's a very noble profession. It doesn't get a lot of credit for that. And I still believe to this day, it's a very noble profession, but our hands were being tied as law enforcement. You really couldn't do the same things you could do, and even just the 6 years that I had been or 7 years I'd been there. And I felt disenfranchised with that. And I started looking at other avenues and I still wanted to really help people. And I wanted to get people better, like my mother who had cancer. And I knew there were root causes to these things and I couldn't even help my mom. And that made me upset. And here I am now being a parent in the world. I want to make sure I'm prepared to take care of my son in the most best, healthiest way. So I enrolled in a life coaching certification at the time in, I think, 2016. And then I did some holistic health coaching certifications because I couldn't go back to school to become a doctor. I actually thought about becoming a chiropractor because I thought that was the best in terms of natural health that would fit and suit me other than maybe a naturopath. But being the sole provider of the family and having two kids and not wanting to go in debt, $120K, and be in school for 4 years, I thought, you know what, let me just get some health coaching certifications. And I still think I can really impact the world. And long story short, October 2021, I was still working. And I was actually working for a major metropolitan city. People might have heard of this city. It's called San Francisco, the San Francisco Police Department. In San Francisco, I worked there for 8.5 years and they fired me because I wouldn't put an experimental product in my body. And so they gave me the ultimate ultimatum and said, Joel, you need to get this product by October 2021, which is really interesting because I had been working a year and a half already without this product and was very healthy. And they made me go out and do all these things that they needed me to do because they deemed me essential. And then a year and a half without this product, I was no longer essential. And I hold no grudges with them because I think life happens for you, not to you. And I'm a big believer in that. I think I'm just being guided to do whatever it is that I'm being called to in my life. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm just in the flow of the moment. And so that led me, anyways, I feel again, it was a kick in the butt by God or the universe saying, Joel, you need to be, stop being 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Let's go all in. Burn the boats, right? Let's take you. If you want the island, as Tony Robbins says, you got to burn the boats. That's what I did. Burn the boats. And I went all in into my health and life coaching. And that's what I'm doing right now.
I love it. I love every part of that story. And especially the part where, you know, you were guided here and you knew that you had, you know, you served your purpose in your job as a police officer, and you knew that you're kind of were made for more and you wanted to develop it in another area. And in both areas, you're helping people, and essentially at the root cause of it, you know, when it comes to the heart of the matter, helping people and making a difference is where it's at. And, you know, I know that just from my own transition, mine was a little bit more of like a quote unquote traditional transition, because, you know, I'm a pharmacist, an independent pharmacist. And I, you know, I'm the pharmacist that doesn't want you to take the medications. I'm the one that's like, no, here, why don't we take a lifestyle approach? Why don't we look at your nutrition? Hey, here's some supplements that are really going to be great for XYZ. And, you know, okay, sometimes there is a time and a place for Western medicine, and I don't not believe in it as a pharmacist. I still practice, you know, as a part-time, but, you know, learning how to, you know, help people from that capacity and get to that root cause is just so important. And, you know, and it's, to me, it's so much more rewarding when you can actually help somebody or heal somebody, you know, working with them on that one-to-one basis, and not just, you know, it would madden me as a pharmacist when I would just fill out baskets and send them down, or you'd see somebody go on a medication. And then the next thing you know, 6 months later, they were on three medications, and we're treating side effects now. So, you yeah. know, and that's a whole nother podcast for another time that we can dive into, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's for sure.
So in your practice, is there a specific clientele that you focus on? You know, who are your favorite people that you like to work with?
Love it. Yeah. I've worked with a lot of people over the last year and a half. And, you know, really, I think people who gravitate to me are male and female, ages 35 to 55. And I really like getting people unstuck. These are people I work with a lot of I work with a lot of first responders because I understand them more than I get the shift work. I get trying to be a dad, a present dad, trying to be a loving husband and still be in a stressed environment and trying to be able to manage it all and really still make health one of your core values when it seems impossible because you just don't have the time or the capacity to devote to it. And so I resonate with a lot of first responders and entrepreneurs, believe it or not, because that's also who I identify with and I am. And, you know, I really, again, look at helping people from root causes. I don't want to just put band-aids over people or help them lose weight. I want to get you healthy. And the byproduct is you will lose weight if you're healthy, because a healthy body can't be overweight. So, you know, right now I'm in a transitional phase with my coaching, and I've done a lot of holistic health coaching, kind of like I talked about. I'm really good with gut health, and I'm still going to be doing that, but I'm actually going to be really focusing on entrepreneurs and the first responders, the people that want to be go get it and go to the next level in their life, but they're looking for more flow, more presence, more ease, more engaging with reality and being fully conscious when they're doing it. Because I think that's really valuable. And I think a lot of us are just going through life and we are not present. And if we could just bring some of that back, that would honestly cure a lot of your quote unquote health problems or health issues if you just had some presence big time.
No, absolutely. I feel that way 120%. And sometimes I fall victim to that myself. You know, when you're trying to balance out, I'm a single mom, I'm balancing out my job at the pharmacy, I'm balancing my functional medicine practice, I'm doing all of these, you know, positions.
Courtney, I'm going to cut you off right there. That's exactly right. And that's what right? I hear all the time. There is no work-life balance. Right? And that is the biggest thing that all of the go-getters like yourself and the entrepreneurs and the first, that is the hugest problem. They will tell me things like, oh, you know, my health is not that great. I'm 300 pounds overweight, but I drive a Ferrari, or my marriage sucks at home, but it's okay because like I'm working out 6 days a week. What people need to understand is what you just said. It's all one.
Yep.
It's all one thing. And so if we were to dial in your health, for example, and your health was like a 1 out of 10, but you're making tons of money, you'll probably make 10 times the money when your health is better, because it's all one thing. If your relationship at home with your wife is better, guess what? Your work's going to be better. Your health's going to be better. So we need to start treating it as all as one thing and stop compartmentalizing things like, it's okay that, you know, my relationship with my kid's not good. It's like, no, it's not. It's all one.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, I have my doctorate in pharmacy. I have a doctorate level of education. But you know where I learned that from? For my certification at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And that the whole point of the certification, of the class, of learning all the pieces of the puzzle, is you can be a kale eating marathon runner who does everything right for your body, but if you're in a toxic relationship or a stressful job, you know, environment, you know, anything is possible for your health to go wonky and wrong. So, you know, taking that approach of like, we look at the food on and off of your plate. It's not just food that nourishes you. It's all of these things. It's your work. It's your spirituality. It's your creativity, your religion, your, you know, whatever it is that keeps everything in balance. And it's not, you can't just like in healthcare, you can't just look at one system in the body or say, hey, I'm going to treat you, but I'm just going to look at your cardiac system. I'm not going to look at the rest of your body and how everything affects each other. So, you know, it's all one big pie, and you can't just take it into a piece. You have to look at the thing. You have to look at it as an entire, you know, piece and say, hey, how are we going to help this person to get well? And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, like you were speaking about gut health, and a lot of it comes down to, you know, even like we were talking before, you know, we started the podcast, you know, looking at, you know, gut health with people is so important. And, you know, traditional medicine doesn't have time to ask patients that in their 8-minute visit they get, you know, with insurance mandates. Hey, what's going on? Okay, by the time you're rushing to get it out, okay, here's your script. Bye. I got to go. I got my next patient. And it's like, there's just not enough time. And it's like the doctors aren't present for the patient being in the room. So how is anything supposed to get better or healed if we're in this cycle that just keeps getting worse, you know?
Yeah. It's a great example too, what you just said. I hear this all the time, right? I went to the doctor and the doctor told me I have IBS. Okay. So let's look at what IBS means. It means irritable bowel syndrome. Like your bowels, your stomach or whatever, your intestines, that whole complex, that whole system, there's a dysbiosis. There's an imbalance. So you have an imbalance. You went to the doctor and they told you you have an imbalance. They just gave it a name. Okay. Right. And so guess what they do? They diagnose patients. This is the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody. They get diagnosed with somebody. Let's break down the word diagnosis. Di, meaning of two. Agnosis, meaning like agnostic, meaning does not know. So diagnosis means two that do not know. The doctor doesn't know crap. He's just actually giving a guess of what he thinks is wrong with you. The patient, unfortunately, takes on the diagnosis and they live that in their life. And it's a crime that they live it. Now, you come to me and you say, Joel, I have IBS. Great. Well, we're going to heal that. We're going to balance your body. And when your body's balanced, you can't have IBS. It's just simple. And that's the whole problem with, like you said, an 8-minute visit. When I sit down with people, we're meeting for like an hour. Like we're getting the whole health history, as you know, and like really going deep. And so that's how change is possible, unfortunately.
It is. And I think that a lot of people, you know, whoever's listening to this, if they can be impacted by, you know, going to a integrative functional medicine, holistic health coach, whatever it is, the person that resonates with you when you want to work on something that, you know, you just can't find in traditional medicine. It's so important because it really is. It ties back around to being present. It's really sitting and listening to somebody, you know, really diving into their health history and listening. I always give people their health history before we meet. And I say, okay, I want to know everything from womb until now, anything mentally, physically that happened. And I want to look over it and I want to ask you questions. And, you know, bing, a lot of times that red flag comes up and it's like, you know, you can figure it out just by talking to them what you need to do. I also, you know, experience people where they're apprehensive to come, where they've already been to a functional medicine doctor or this or that. And they're like, well, they didn't help me. I paid all this money. You know, there are these people that are throwing out all these tests. And, you know, there's a lot of great tests out there that we can run, you know, for our patients. But I feel like it's you know, sometimes they're necessary, but a lot of times it's about listening, being present, and kind of almost holding them accountability for lifestyle factors, you know, to balance out that gut, looking at your nutrition and making sure you're on point with it and making sure you're feeding your body right with relationships and food and exercise. And like you said, just balancing everything out. Sometimes you might need a little bit of supplementation. Sometimes you might need some extra tests if there's something, you know, going on. But, you know, when I hear IBS, I'm like, I just, right off the bat, I'm like, that's BS. I'm like, IBS yeah. is really just a load of BS because it's like not a diagnosis. And it's just like you said, it's like, okay, bye. Here's a prescription that doesn't even help you. And you're going to live a life of misery. But okay, because I was that person. If I would have known what I knew when I was 15 and got diagnosed, you know, now it's amazing how I've taken control of my own life and body, knowing, you know, hey, gosh, everything really does stem from your gut, really looking at, you know, you are what you eat. You know, if you're not taking care of your body, who's going to do it? Like the doctors, they'll give you, you know, your script says you're complaining of side effects. But if you really want to get to the bottom, you want to have somebody that is present and that listens to you.
Huge. Yeah.
Couldn't say better. It's everything. So I was on your website looking around, and there was a video that really popped up that I thought was awesome. And you don't have to get into too much detail, but I think a topic that is not talked about enough is the water that we drink. And I feel like I've had questions about this with people, and, you know, I've seen, you know, people that get really aggressive and get different systems in their house. And, you know, what are we bathing in? What are we drinking? And I don't know, your video really resonated with me enough to reach out to be like, Joel, this guy's cool. I want to talk to this guy. So
yeah, who would have thought that me posting a video about water was going to land me a podcast? But yeah,
mind blown.
Yes.
So could you talk about that video a little bit? Tell, you know, the listeners, you know, what that video was about. And, you know, you can just sum it up. You don't have to go into crazy detail. I'm sure it's not your favorite topic in the whole world to talk about. But
it's a great topic, really. And it goes into it'll really highlight a lot of aspects. So I think your listeners are going to really love this. Like, come on, give me a break about water. But it's going to stem to detox and how we're being poisoned on a regular basis, and we just don't really even see it. And water is just one simple example, right? Now, I think the video you're talking about is I did a video on the best distilled water, right? Is what I think you're talking about. Yeah. Now, I did this video because there's a lot of talk right now with the East Palestine and the water in Ohio, and oh my God, it's toxic, but they're saying it's safe. So guess what? When you go to your Environmental Protection Agency's website, the EPA guys, they're supposed to be protecting us. If you go to their website right now, they will tell you, I think on the about page, just go to it, click on it. It tells you right in as plain as day, you're being bombarded by 86,000 man-made chemicals or toxins every year. Your body is dealing with that. Now, who deals with that? Who processes that? Well, guess what? Your liver does. Your liver has to filter all these toxins out so that it can purify the blood and purify your system. The liver is like the king of everything in your detox system. And the liver gets bombarded over time because it can't keep up with that. And then we start to see all kinds of things. When the liver can't keep up with it, we see things like adrenal fatigue, just fatigue in general, low energy, weight gain. Then even autoimmune. You might express autoimmune, eczema, all these things. And so your toxic load, your toxic burden starts to add up. Well, luckily, so of course, people have reverse osmosis. They might have distilled, which is what I use and what I recommend. And I'll tell you why I recommend distilled over any of the other systems. And I've had a lot of them. I've had Berkey, I've had Brita, I've had RO. So I've had them all, like, more or less. Now, the reason I feel very strong about distilled, let's first of all take out the whole myth that distilled water is stealing minerals from your body. I'm not buying it for a couple of reasons. Number one is, from the history of man never got minerals from their water and was like, oh, thank God I'm drinking this spring water. Now I'm going to get all the minerals that I need for the day. Like, man's never done that. You know how you get your minerals? You get it from plants mostly, but you get it from food. So eat real food and not processed food, and you will get all your minerals for the day. Distilled water is not going to do anything with that. So that's number one. That's the biggest misconception. The other thing people should start thinking about is, if distilled water is really so bad, why is it that they always recommend, always, if you're going to use a humidifier, if you're going to use any certain device, they always say you should use distilled water? Why? Because they know it's the purest. They know there's nothing in there but just pure water. That's why it's always recommended. So if it's so highly recommended for machines to use, but not for us, don't put it in your body. It'd be dangerous. I don't know. That's just something to be questioning. I think over the last 2 years, a lot of us have been on a health journey. Maybe your listeners are even questioning, what has the government been telling me, or the CDC, or these so-called government bodies that are telling me to do certain things, but I feel like they're not telling me the whole truth. Could it be something else? I honestly don't know, but I'm just telling you that was a light bulb moment for me, and I think others should know. The third big thing is I'm surrounded by a lot of high-level functional medicine doctors that do muscle testing and a lot of other cool biometrics, okay? And what they were seeing, these doctors, they really help a lot of folks that have real chronic autoimmune conditions. We're talking mold, Lyme disease, and they get them better. And what they were noticing over and over again is certain people were getting stuck in certain protocols. They weren't getting better. And they had a lot of success with people in these protocols. And they're like, man, why are these clients getting stuck? And multiple practitioners were doing the same thing. And it kept coming back down to the water. They would muscle test. And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? Water, radioactive chemicals in the water. We all focus on just heavy metals, lead, mercury. What about things like cesium and uranium and radium? I never hear about that. Oh, what about this other thing called glyphosate? Glyphosate, the herbicide that is known as Roundup, that is sprayed all over the world on these crops, is extremely toxic. I used to think it was just not that big of a deal to buy organic. And now, after interviewing Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who is an MIT senior researcher who does a lot of research on glyphosate, she has a great new book called Toxic Legacy. I suggest everyone go read it. It changed my mind about organic food and why we should even be thinking about glyphosate, and how we kind of just shrugged it off like, oh yeah, organic, GMO, big deal. No, it's a huge deal. Glyphosate destroys the gut. Okay, destroys the gut microbiome. We know gut microbiome integrity is critical when it comes to immunity. And we see a lot of autoimmune disease formulate after the gut, leaky gut forms. The second thing that she's seen is a rise in autism. There's a nice correlation with autism and the introduction of glyphosate into our food system. The other thing is glyphosate destroys the molecule glycine. You need glycine to form the collagen matrix in your body. And so you're going to start seeing a lot of athletes. We already are seeing people just get destroyed with certain injuries. It does so much. It does even more. Go out and read the book. She's amazing. I had her in my pocket. I mean, check it out. She's amazing. So anyways, all these things are coming in your water system over and over again. Now, most people are going to say, well, Joel, what about reverse osmosis? I think, listen, that's not a bad system. And I think it's good. The problem with reverse osmosis over time, it's great overall, guys. Look, if that's what you're getting, it's great. But over time, it's going to start to wear out. The other thing I question about reverse osmosis is if you look at a lot of the systems, they'll tell you like the 9 chemicals or whatever that they remove from their system. I just told you that you're being bombarded by 86,000 man-made chemicals. So what about the other 85,590? I mean, I can't do the math.
But there's 9, Joel. They're taking 9
yeah.
out. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
So they're taking 9 out, but then and probably more than that. But point being is, what about the other thousands that we don't even know about? So to ensure that you're actually getting clean water, honestly, you have to go distilled. I'm a huge fan of My Pure Water USA. You guys can do your research for yourself. It's a USA made company, which I think is pretty cool. They've been great to me. Great customer service. They always respond, and they're really a family company too, which I love. And that's the system I use, and a lot of the practitioners in my cohort use, and we love it. It's a whole house system. And that's really the only way, again, you can ensure you're getting clean water. So
that's awesome. And it's, you know, it's the basis of everything. You know, it's water, you know, and the way that you just broke it down too, it's just that people, you know, they really should read that book, Toxic Legacy. I did not read it, and I will be reading it. I will be, as soon as we get off, I'm going to order it. I'm excited because it's one of those things where, you know, as functional medicine, holistic health practitioners, this is something that we see chronically with everybody, no matter what they come to us for, no matter what their primary issue is, it always comes down to the gut. They're always having some kind of issue that's stemming from an autoimmune disease, because we know that, I don't know, what's it, 85% of the immune system lives in the gut. So any kind of autoimmune issue, any kind of just inflammatory disease is like is based on your gut health. And then, like you were saying, even autism, but it's just even any kind of mental health, you know, I think again, don't quote me on the percentage, maybe 90% of your body's serotonin lives in your gut. So the direct, you know, gut brain correlation leads to every, you know, function that you can possibly have, whether it's, you know, whether it is autism, whether it's, you know, ADHD, whether it's anxiety, depression, any kind of mood issues. And one that I'm dealing with so many people, you know, post-virus is brain fog. There's so many people who it's not just like, hey, where did I leave my keys? It's like, I'm missing words from my sentences and I'm going blank, or you're talking to me and I'm staring in space, and it's real. Like, these problems are real, and detoxing is so important. And I feel like it starts with the water. That's so much of, I mean, it's the basis of life. We have to survive off of water. So, you know, it's the first thing to start with, I believe, when you're trying to help people detox and, you know, balance out their gut microbiome and everything else that comes along with it.
Yeah. And I agree. And distilled is really the only way. Again, you can, you know, you knock off all the VOCs and everything. Like, you know, the byproduct is water. And if you think about it, one last thing I would tell your listeners is think about our ecosystem in the world, right? How is distilled water? It heats up water and then the pure impurities get lifted off, right? To steam. Isn't that kind of what happens when, like, the ocean, like, brings up, you know, water, and then it becomes down as rain? Like, we have a distillation process naturally in nature. So some people say that's just not natural. Yes, it is. That happens every day here on Earth. Well, actually, when you think about it, like, there's the ocean, then it takes the water up and then it brings it back down through rain. So it's actually very natural. So, you know, I'm not here to convince anybody on at the end of the day. Do your own homework and do your own research. And that's what it was for me, really. It was a choice. And you're not wrong either way. You got to do what is great and works for your family. But I want to just shed light on it because, again, the water is such a huge issue. Obviously, now people are focused on it with the whole East Palestine thing. And it's always been a problem, guys, is what I wanted to really highlight. It's been a problem before East Palestine. So be prepared. Be prepared. And the only other thing I'll say about water is, well, Joel, what about distilled water in the home? You could do distilled water. I don't have it running through my entire home. And the skin is a better barrier protection than actually internally. So I don't have any filter system for my home. I do have a water softener, but that's about it. So
that's awesome. It's good information, and education is everything. So before we go, I just want to let you give a little plug. So you have some exciting news that's potentially happening in April next month.
Yeah, I have a new book that I'm releasing. It's my first book. It's called Ignite, a guide to holistic weight loss and feeling confident in your body. The book, it covers everything that I've seen with over hundreds of clients in the last year. And it really breaks down my process from it's holistic. It's mind. We talk about nutrition. We talk about detox. We talk about exercise. How can we do exercise in only 10 minutes a day, but still build muscle and lose body fat? How do we do that? Like, I talk about that because I'm a busy professional. I have 2 boys, 9 and 5, and I don't have time. Sometimes I have 10 minutes to work out on average, 10 to 20 a day. And I do it. And I've been doing it for the last 9 years, and it works if you know how to trigger the right hormone. So I talk about that. I talk about habits and how to make them sticky. We talk about sleep and recovery. It's going to be good. So I'm really excited about that. And then I think the only other thing I would say is, you know, check out the podcast, The Hacked Life Podcast. It's on all major channels. I've had a chance to really sit down with some real game changers that I'm blessed to be around. People like Rob Wolf, Dave Meltzer, Dave Asprey, the founder of Bulletproof Coffee, and just some cool people doing some really exciting things. They know way more than me. And the podcast is free. I get to share it with the world. So go check it out.
That's awesome. I love it. And for anybody listening, we'll have all this information in the show notes. So there'll be links to contact Joel, his website, and also his podcast link as well. So if anybody is interested, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for your book. I'm so excited for all that you are bringing to people, education, educating me. And I hope we can do another podcast again soon.
Anytime.
Thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.